We take a breath in beginning in order to let ourselves know that we are not just our minds and what our minds are thinking. So we take a breath and try to feel where the breath goes. It doesn't go into our mind, it goes someplace deeper into our bodies. And we settle in that way into ourselves, feeling a deepening and desiring to know something more about who we are. The attraction of living in a physical body, on a physical dimension, is that we enjoy and also are surrounded by physical objects that seem to us to be solid. And we interact with these objects. We interact with these people who seem to be solid. We interact with situations that seem to be solid. And yet none of this is true. We're interacting with things as if they were things. We often perceive ourselves to be in that category as well. So when we take a breath, we try to find a deeper place of truth about what's really going on. What is really going on with us, and what is really going on with the world in which we live? Sometimes, breathing allows awareness to open to the fact that reality is very complex and mysterious, and not at all what we often think it is, based on the minds and the physical senses' orientation towards objects and towards measuring objects. Reality is mysterious, and we are surrounded by a mystery at all times. Part of that mystery lives within us, and part of it is around us. So one part of this mystery is what I'm speaking of, that nothing that we see, including ourselves, is solid. It only appears to be solid. We are not solid. Objects in the room that we sit in are not solid. The world is not solid. Everything is permeable. Everything is energy. Everything is consciousness, which forms the direction in which energy flows. This is a great awakening, and a joyous awakening, because it allows for life to feel like a process of flow in which all is energy interacting with other energy, and everything that happens is a flow of energy flowing in a direction, flowing into something else, becoming something else. There is, in this way of looking at things, a steady process of becoming, produced by energies interacting with other energies, produced by consciousness and the intentions that it carries. Now, that consciousness that produces energy is, at the highest level, what we call God. It is the divine intentionality of God manifesting on the physical plane, and it's happening all the time. But the human experience contributes to that manifestation. Each of us is a world unto ourselves, and so we can choose whether we are going to be aligned with what God has in mind for the flow. We can choose whether to participate in that divine stream of energy. And sometimes we choose not to, because we feel something is very important and we decide to follow our own inclinations about what's important without considering whether it's part of the divine flow at all. So as human beings, we have this choice about how to manifest life, how to manifest life through the energy we carry. And what energy do we want to be aligned with? Emotions and emotional life in general take us in the direction of being subservient to the impulse of the moment. In other words, we project energy outward that's based on the thing we're feeling right in the moment. Very often that's the case because feelings are very compelling. So if we are feeling sad, happy, angry, fearful, all the usual feelings, we carry these for a while as energy, and often we allow them to shape how we view life, how we interact with people, how we go through that day. In those moments, we're tuned into our own inner state and are manifesting the outer expression of our own emotional inner state. And we're doing this all the time, and we're doing this with each other all the time. People are interacting with each other. You are interacting with everyone else all of the time, even if you're sitting silently, saying nothing. You are interacting energetically with everyone around you, and larger than that, you may be sitting in a room all by yourself, but that doesn't mean you're not interacting with others. It just means those others aren't visible. So you, as a being of energy, cannot responsibly think that there's any way for you not to be communicating with the rest of the world. And so you can be on a mountaintop, you can be in a room alone, you can be walking someplace by yourself, and you're still going to be interacting with the rest of life. It won't be visible to you. So it seems that if you're sitting alone someplace or you're sitting on a hill by yourself, that you're all by yourself. Well, that's just not true. For one thing, the earth is composed of energy as well. And so you sitting on that hill are interacting with the earth, and the earth's energy is interacting with you. And that's a wonderful thing, to know that. To know that you have some choice about that, and that you can decide whether you're going to be interacting with the energy of the earth in a loving way, or in an indifferent way, or in an angry way. Just what are you going to do? And the same thing, even more so, holds true with people. You think, perhaps, that your feelings are hidden. You think, perhaps, that what you think is hidden. But it isn't. It may be hidden to the conscious mind of whomever you're with, but it's not hidden to their deeper knowing. It's not hidden to what their inner self perceives, because people are always perceiving what's going on an energy level, though it may not be accessible to the conscious mind. And there are two things about this. One is that children, in particular, are very sensitive energetically. And so children have access to a greater degree, for the most part, especially when they're very young, of what's really going on in people than what happens when we become adult and get involved with solidified roles and habits. And children generally have an inner antenna that tells them what somebody's like. So, what are you going to do with this wonderful thing? This wonderful thing about everything interacting with everybody else and everything else, and the earth is included in that. What are you going to do with this? It's a joy and a responsibility to know that you have such an impact on everything around you. A joy and a responsibility both at the same time. As light increases within people's bodies and consciousness, this sensitivity to energy is also simultaneously increasing. And so what the outcome of this is very beneficial, but may feel difficult until a place is achieved where there's an alignment between your smaller embodied self, let's say, and your larger self, which is multidimensional. Your larger self is the part of you that is eternally connected with God. As light increases within you, greater transparency takes place. You become more transparent, and other people become more transparent to you. What God has in mind is the arrival of people everywhere into a place of greater truth. And greater truth means discovering that you are more than your emotional life. Greater truth means discovering that you are a soul, an eternal being. And so the transparency of yourself and people, the knowledge of who you are, goes along with knowledge of who they are. And it becomes something that isn't fearful, but that's wrapped in love. Because you can't be experiencing your larger self truly without simultaneously experiencing the love that your larger self holds. Those two things are part of the same oneness. So as things become more transparent, so is love more available to you. And so it's only the smaller self, really, the self that's used to being restricted in self-identification, that says, oh, I don't know if I want to do this. I don't know if I want to be visible to whoever, you know. It seems frightening. But it's only frightening when you consider that that smaller self is separated from love. Because if it's not separated from love, then that's all there is. There's just the exchange of love between people, and between people and rocks, and between people and the sky. Everything is part of this matrix of energy. Everything is in relationship with you. And so your transparency then just brings that out more, just that allows that to be more. So each one of us gets to decide how we do this, when we do this. There is no undoing it, because every aspect of life is moving into greater wholeness. So you can't undo that, but you can do something about the timing of what you allow, how much light you allow in yourself, how much responsibility you take for your own awareness, how much you truly look at and take responsibility for the impact you're having on everyone all of the time. Those who are close to you, the ground you're sitting on, the air you breathe, the creatures of the earth, everything is interacting with you all of the time. So at the very least, the next time you're sitting someplace alone thinking that you're alone and that nobody knows what's going on with you, forget that. Because that's a false idea. The universe knows what's going on with you. The person in the next room may know what's going on with you, but certainly the universe knows what's going on with you. And so as your heart opens more, and as light grows within you, there's more of a willingness to allow this view of reality to become your own. Because it's the truth of who you are, and it's a much easier truth to maintain, much easier than the one of being separate by yourself, taking care of business by yourself, alone in the universe. That's much more difficult to do. It's what human beings are used to, but it's much more difficult, much more painful. This is the view of life as it is emerging today, as it will emerge even further. And each of us has the choice as to how quickly and how willingly and with what determination and grace we decide to move in this direction. And we are helped along the way. This is not just an interior decision. The forces of light, of truth, of God are moving all souls in this direction, and particularly those who have a desire to do so. May all souls be blessed in the light of the One. Thank you for sharing this podcast with me. and I look forward to being with you next time.